Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, successful marriages.
No one is better than another. No one is higher or above the other. It has to be equal, and there has to be a lot of trust.
Now it's time to welcome to a show all the way from Ghana, from Joy FM, Derek Akosam. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you very much for having me.
And please welcome Bernice.
Hi.
All right, Bernice. This edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing successful marriage. A successful marriage is a dream come true for every couple. And according to the New York Times, married couples become more happier and more satisfied with their lives than those who remain single. So, what are the factors and secrets to a successful marriage? As usual on Let's Talk, we'll discuss that, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
Every day by day, I just they celebrate. Oh, yeah. Everything I do, we just they penetrate. Oh, I just want to say, oh, thank you, Jehovah. See, I'm living large, I get angels for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. Oh, no, 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 no. I just want to say, oh, thank you.
So, who are successful couples and what do they do? According to Focus on the Family, there are some secrets to successful marriage. Some of them are keeping the romance alive, chemistry, and to be savvy. Well, I spoke to my colleague Karina Chowdhury, and I wanted to know her take.
I think trust is a big part of having a successful marriage. I also think you have to work together. You have to be a team. No one is better than another. No one is higher or above the other. It has to be equal, and there has to be a lot of trust in each other to build a happy and strong marriage.
Okay. To build a happy, strong marriage, successful is a key part of the ingredients towards that. Now, what I'm trying to find out, Karina, also, for people who are not married, single people like yourself and others, they can stay for so long. But some of them, they say, we have seen things happening that people stay single for so long, and once they get married, then everything changes and all of a sudden that marriage falls apart. Why do you think that is happening to some people?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I think it could be that once you're married, you feel like you're stuck. Mm-hmm. There's obviously, you're stuck by agreement.
Okay.
So you don't have the option to just walk away when you feel like something is failing. Mm. So I think a lot of times you feel sort of like you're trapped.
Okay.
And I think when you're just in a relationship, you always have this flexibility that you can move on if you have to, can stay if you want to. It's all about what you want.
Right.
And marriage sort of becomes a contract. So maybe that's the case. I don't know. I've seen a lot of successful marriages in my life.
Right.
And so I think that could be the case.
Right.
And people start feeling suffocated and they want to kind of move and do other things.
And that's the reason.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, maybe. You're right about that. Maybe. But let's see. One aspect of marriage, people say, is trust, just like you said. Some other people talk about marriage has a two-way traffic. And sometimes when one person can do what others want to do, then it brings about conflict and structural damage. Now, for you, so what is the roadmap that one should go in? And if you find that you have different opinions, what is the way forward? Because I'm sure they happen if you've seen so many successful marriages in your life.
I think it's about respect. You definitely have to respect the other person's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you disagree doesn't mean someone is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the people say, you agree to disagree.
Okay.
And I think that's definitely necessary, because of course they're two different people. You'll have disagreements, but you have to come to terms with it and say that, you know, everybody has different opinions and it's okay. That's absolutely fine. You just have to be okay with that.
Right.
So definitely, I think, like, agree to disagree. That's okay.
That's definitely the key.
And just because someone has a different opinion doesn't necessarily make them bad for you.
Right.
It's just different.
Okay,
yeah.
Take it as
and,
just
and you actually learn from each other. When people have different opinions, you can get into good discussions and take a lot from it. So I think it's almost healthy, too, to have certain disagreements. You learn from each other, and that's not so bad.
Thank you, Karina Chowdhury. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing successful marriage. And back to the studio. I want to welcome Derek and Bernice, but I think let's do ladies first. And Bernice, tell me.
It's quite a dicey conversation, and also because I'm not an expert, I'll only be sharing my opinion.
Sure, your opinion is welcome, my friend. Feel free to give me your opinion.
All right, okay. So, and this is what I think, and that it's the way we've grown up, you know. I don't know, but a lot of people I've spoken to who are way older than myself, who've had successful marriages, didn't really go on a dating spree. I hope you get what I mean. So they didn't do the trial and error thing, you know. You know, date 5, 10, 15 people and finally settled on their partner they're living with. And so it was a bit more of, this is the first thing I want and this is who I'm going for. But now, you know, we grew up, yeah, you can try it. If it doesn't work, you just drop it. So I think it's something that a lot of people have come to accept as the norm. If you're tired, you just go. And also because I think we become more liberal. Obviously, I mean, society has gotten liberal. Even the church has gotten liberal. You know, you get what I mean. Mm-hmm. So in early days, you had very strict and firm religious beliefs. You know, you cannot divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But now people have gotten liberal. Even the church has gotten liberal. And so now, they dissolve marriages that they, you know, put together and all that. People they put together, they end up dissolving. Then they'll tell you, you know what? You can allow the person to be in a relationship they're not happy in. So it's quite a lot of factors. And it's also because maybe a lot of young people going into marriage not understanding really what it is.
Okay, maybe they just jump into this thing they don't even know about. Okay.
Yeah, you get it. So sometimes you get in there and you have a bit of a shock because we are all concerned with the glamour, the beauty, the crown, the gown,
you know, you get what I mean?
And the real deal, a lot of people do not put in a lot of effort into getting the real deal done, you know. And I know that in the U.S., I've read a bit, and I know that in the U.S., one of the major reasons why people divorce is over finances, you know. And so you're looking at how to stay together, how to work it out, I mean, with your salary and mine. So it's quite a dicey issue. It's not... And a successful marriage, for me, I don't think it's written down in a book per se. Okay. I think it's got to do with the people and whether they really want to fight for what they want to fight for. And also, you know, let me just chip in this before Derek comes in.
Okay.
It's about, like I also said, how society has developed. Initially, you'd have families more interested. So, for example, if you come to Ghana, you're told that it's not the individuals who marry, it's families that marry.
Okay.
So one family is married to the other. You get what I mean?
Right.
So it was very difficult to dissolve a marriage like that because the two families feel they are knit together.
Right.
Our son is marrying your daughter. Our family is married to yours. It's not only about them. But now it's become very, you know, individualistic. So I got into it and I can come out of it. And really, the extended family does not have a say.
Right.
So I think that's not part of the reason, yeah.
Okay. Very well said, Bernice. Okay. What about you, my brother, Derek?
Well,
tell me.
Bernice has raised very interesting points, and I think I said with her on a number of them. But anyway, this is Africa. You know, we are at a point where people feel that, well, we need to be a lot more liberal than we are now. And so people kind of rush into marriages. For example, once the lady gets to 25, 26, there's a pressure on her for her to get married. And so the parents start asking, who are you seeing? Who are you dating? When are you getting married? When are you having kids? I want to see my grandkids and all of that. And so it makes it pretty difficult for these women to actually stay focused and look out for the man they want to marry or stay with. And so they are kind of forced into getting married. And I think that for us as kids or for us as young adults growing up, the parents should relax a little bit on the pressure they give us to get married. You need to allow the child to grow, to enjoy his or her singleness or singlehood, and ensure that I get into marriage with somebody I really want to spend the rest of my life with. Because, see, once you get married, it's for a lifetime. Now, you hear a lot of stories about marriages turning into contracts and all of that, and for most of these people, they tend to side with the fact that they think that you need to be married, yes, but once you realize that it's not going well, you can opt out. And for me, it's a big deal. I'm not married yet, and the reason is simple. I want to take my time, find that woman I can spend the rest of my life with, somebody I would want to choose at the least instant. He gets back. Not everybody has this mindset. And the pressure from the parents, way too much. And even from the churches, where you expect that they should know better, it's actually bad from their side. Once you hit 25, 26, even the old women in the church will start pointing fingers at you, asking, when are you getting married? They see with any man, they ask, you see the one, you see the one. And so I think that the societal pressure adds up to all of this. So, well, maybe we'll have to take our time and learn from our parents. As Bernice said, our parents did not have that sort of luxury to date 5, 10, 15 men and say that I want to settle with this one. In their cases, it was more like, okay, this is the man I want. I want to be with him. And that's it. For most of them, they didn't have these white weddings, as we call them. So they stayed glued to their husbands because during those times, it was pretty difficult to divorce in, because society even won't allow you, and the pressure and the stigma that comes with being a divorcee was way too much for them to bear. But these days, well, they tell you, well, I got married 3 years ago, I didn't think it was working, and so I'm divorced. And you realize that these people dated for 2 months, 3 months, and they got married. I think that you need to spend some more time getting to know your partner. You get to know what makes you happy, why you want to spend the rest of your life with that person. I think that it's the way to go.
Okay, well said. Thank you, Derek.
As we stated in the beginning of the show, successful marriage makes people happier and more satisfied. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Right now, we're discussing successful marriage.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa. Your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. This one I judge, this one I judge. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
Well, is chemistry everything to make any marriage successful? Well, according to Peter Pearson, a therapist and co-founder of Couple Institute, says no. I spoke to Edward Badu from Ghana, and I wanted to know his take.
When I married my wife, I decided not to listen. So far as I've married her, there's not going to be divorce unless it be adultery. So whether since I've married her, there's not going to be divorce. So whatever she does, if she does a mistake, I forgive her. Sometimes we'll argue a little bit, but we have to carry short because it's not going to lead to anywhere.
Right. Because the argument is not going to help no one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, I was checking some of the information in this successful marriage situation. And I checked a couple of reports and papers. Romance has to be alive. One of the reasons mentioned out here.
Yes.
Is that true?
Romantic, I mean, when I'm not a romantic in general, but when we go to bed, that's where my romantic comes.
Okay.
But in general, I'm not a romantic guy, like giving the women flowers,
chocolates.
Giving them happy birthday, her birthday. I don't do all those kind of things.
You're a pure African man.
African man, yes. But I show my love when we go to bed. Yes, that's why I show my love.
And you're also a gentleman, Mr. Badu, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's one, number one gentleman. That's one other, yes.
Your wife likes that, so.
Yes.
But this...
And she is gentle, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes.
So it goes both ways.
Yes.
So there's one thing they're talking about here, Mr. Badu, that I also read. Apart from having a chemistry, they say, you know, if you're married, you have to do some survey, try to understand your partner, and also make sure she understands you. Is this something that is missing in so many marriages today, that we see people getting married, or they stay single as boyfriend or girlfriend very well for so many years, and once they get married... Mm-hmm. Problem comes, marriage breaks. What is missing part here, brother?
I think earlier I said, when I married my wife, I said to myself I was not going to divorce unless there's adultery. So I should also understand the same thing, that she's not going to divorce me. So whatever each of us, any wrong thing that each of us does, we consider it as to be temporary. It's temporary. If there's anger, the anger is temporary. We are not going to continue this anger for a long time. We know we are not going to divorce. So whatever she does, we just...
So what you're telling me, mostly you have a spirit of forgiveness in both of you guys.
Exactly. Yes, that's what I mean. Yes.
Wow.
Especially my wife. She will apologize. Yeah, she will apologize. When she apologizes, I have nothing else to say.
I know.
So I have to let it go.
Oh, yeah. You have to. You know?
Yes.
If a woman says sorry, she means it, right?
Yes. Even if I'm mad. If I'm mad, I have to let it go. Because what are you mad about? The woman says she's sorry, so what are you mad about? I feel then if you are mad for that long, that means you are not in love. Mm. You are trying to find some reasons or some excuses, you know, to complain about.
Thank you, Edward Badu. This is Let's Talk, and a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing successful marriage. Back to you guys in studio. In the beginning, as I said, there's a question out there people say about married couples, that these people are happier and more satisfied. But I don't know. Derek, do you believe in that? But also, Derek, you mentioned pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey...
Mm-hmm.
My sister Bernice, what do you think about that?
about the pressure.
Is
it's
it
real,
just the pressure?
Real.
And also, what
the
about the happier
real.
Couples?
Well, I'm a young lady. I'm not married yet.
Okay.
And so when I tell you it's real, I know what I mean.
Right.
You're done with school, but the pressure doesn't come from immediate family, surprisingly. It comes from people who think they have a say in your life. And they really don't, you know?
Who are these people?
Well, some of them are church members, some of them are colleagues at work, some of them are old friends, you know, and some of them, because they don't see you for a very long time, and there's a certain expectation when they see you, I thought you'd be married.
Right.
You know, what are you waiting for? So, for example, I'm done with school, I have my first degree, I'm working, I earn a living, so... What are you waiting
for? Not?
That's the question.
Uh-huh.
it's a lot of pressure, and it's real, brother. It's real.
Right.
And sometimes you just have to let people understand that you know what you want, and when you're ready, you get what you want.
Time. And when time comes,
we
will do it. Okay. What about you, Mr.
Sure.
What about you, Derek? You think about this, man. You talked about pressure, but there's something that has been mentioned here, that these people who are getting married, they are more happier. And of course, that's a dream come true to anybody, getting that princess of your life and the woman getting the prince. So why not? And when this happens, maybe Derek, you can tell me from your experience, maybe from your parents or grandparents, what happens with them? Their marriages have been so successful. They have stayed for years, no divorce, no nothing. And it happens to their children. What's that about? What is missing here?
Well, my mom and dad have been married for more than 30 years.
Whoa.
And
see
I
that?
Must say that if there's any model marriage I want to learn from, it should be that of my parents.
Right.
I want to get married just like my mommy and daddy have done over the last 3 decades. And so, for me, I want to take my time and find a woman, as I said earlier,
I think what I saw for them is the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy understands daddy's work. She knows that daddy at times does not come home early, or at times he might come earlier than he said he would. And so that understanding is there. And I think that both families have also been very supportive of this marriage. They have been there for each other. And let's say the secret is that mommy and daddy come from the same village. And so growing up, they've known each other since they were kids. And so they've had that sort of bond right from infancy. So it's been very blissful. You hardly hear them quarrel. And even if they do, they settle that pretty shortly. And so they don't quarrel for too long. And then they settle it, and then they can move on with their life. They realize that they have kids they're taking care of. And for most of these people, one reason they have successful marriages is because they think of their kids. And so if your kids in there, you don't want to be a bad example to them. You want them to know that, well, marriage can be sweet and sour at the same time. And so you need to make the best out of it. And once you have the kids at the back of your mind, you know that you can't go wrong. You need to get it right all the time, because these kids are learning from you. In Africa, most of the kids who marry and then they want to divorce quickly are those from broken homes, because they didn't have both parents in there from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so once something goes wrong, they want to opt out.
And that is the biggest problem, that people will just take it as easy as 1, 2, 3, or switching from one point to the next. Like, okay, you can go. Who's next? And that is the biggest problem we're facing, isn't it?
Yeah. And I also think that people don't marry their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said, and I believe that you can never know anybody very well, because people grow, people pick up different experiences, people have different mindsets as they grow. So you can marry somebody who looks like this today and tomorrow, you know, all sorts of influence, and he looks like something else. But one fundamental thing for me is friendship. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. It's the core of it. It's something that a lot of people should look at doing, because really, when the romance is done, what else do you have apart from a friend, you know? You get what I mean? And it can't be all, you know, romance and all touchy-touchy all the time. So you need somebody, for example, you can talk. I like talking about really hard stuff, social issues. You get what I mean? So if I don't have somebody to have that kind of conversation with, it's very difficult for me to live with any kind of person. So I think people should be friends and take it easy and take a chill pill and forgive. And, you know, just I think the option of divorce is the main problem, that I know that, you know what, I can opt out. That for me is the main problem, because if I know and I'm going into this knowing that whatever it is, baby, you've got to fix it. Well, there are cases, extreme cases like abuse. And I wouldn't recommend anybody to stay in an abusive relationship. But with issues like finances, with issues like maybe cheating, a one-off occurrence, not a habitual thing, I think people should learn to just let go, regain the friendship, regain the trust, and move on. But the main problem is the option. Once I know that I can step out of it, I don't even try, or I don't even have the edge to say, you know what, let's work at it.
And that's the key, Bernice, because most of the time people won't understand that this is where you can say, okay, let's argue, or let's agree not to disagree. You know, it's just the easiest way out. When you find the easiest way out, then things become like that, you know?
Yeah.
As just like Derek said, I spoke to Edward Badu, he said, you know what, with my wife, we're old school. I'm an African man. I don't have like touchy-touchy feely or buying flowers. I don't do none of that. But I make sure, even if we argue, we get to finish right away. Don't stay mad until the next day. But some women can hold themselves out. Like you can tell us, Bernice, maybe, I don't know, with some of the ladies, it's hard to forgive. Is that a problem, or is that a problem to most men?
Well, you see, let me speak from my point of view.
Yes,
is that sometimes there's a lot of trust, and usually when the trust is broken, it's really difficult for a lot of women. And sometimes it's also got to do with self-worth. So, for example, if Derek is my partner and he cheats on me, mm-hmm. I start asking questions like, why am I not good enough? What is wrong about me? So, in effect, I don't end up holding what Derek did against me, but I also start questioning myself whether I'm good enough for him. Okay. And sometimes that's what the problem is, because when I make up my mind that probably I'm not good enough for you, then it's really difficult for me to forgive you for making me feel that worthless.
Wow.
You get the drift. So it's a lot of things, but like I always tell my friends, you can never say never. I mean, I haven't been married before, so I'm only speaking as a single woman. I don't know what it feels like to be in a marriage and be cheated on, or feel like I can't take it anymore, or I just want to call it quits. I don't know what it feels like, but I feel that if people can just together, obviously it has to be mutual.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be.
Agree to work it out. You know, like I was in university, and it was quite a tough time. And there was a point I felt like quitting, but I knew I couldn't. I had to get to the end. And at the end, I was happy. I finished, because I finished very well, and my parents were proud. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things. There are ups and downs in life, and I think it's how we manage those down moments that are very critical.
Let's Talk. That's the program you're tuned to. And our topic tonight is successful marriage. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Hello, hello all, and welcome to this latest edition of Odd News, and I am your host, Loic Youth. Winter weather is slowly creeping on us, so warm baths are probably life right now. At least it was for 64-year-old George Sandell, who was enjoying his warm bath just to look up and find a fox in his bathroom. You heard that right, a fox. Apparently, the red-furred animal jumped through a slight crack in the window, and once in, had no interest in leaving. So George left and came back twice before managing to get the intruder out of his house, and he recorded the entire encounter. You just never know who or what could be creeping at your places in these cold times. If you see toilet papers on the street of Littleton, Colorado, it is not a prank. I repeat, it is not a prank. The Denver Post reported that crews have used bathroom tissue paper to repair up to 120 streets by filling asphalt cracks. Apparently, the paper absorbs oil from the tar, keeping it from sticking to tires and shoes. And for those worried about the environment, the paper is biodegradable. So within a matter of days, it will be gone. Now that doesn't sound too sturdy, does it? My baby daddy. And finally, my dear ladies, it seems there is a new chocolate out there to help ease your period pains. The Swiss chocolate is made of 60% cocoa solids and 17 Swiss mountain herbs, and it's called Frauenmond, or Women's Moon in English. It has been in the works for 3 years and has some more benefits than simply easing monthly pains. Apparently, the delicious treat also improves moods and has a calming effect. So there you have it, a tastier option than your usual Advil. On that magic chocolate note, I round off this edition of Odd News, and this is Loic Youth passing it back to Sunday.
Thanks, and that's it for our show on successful marriage. A big thank you to our guest, my colleague Karina Chowdhury, and Edward Badu. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voice message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be shopping. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.